Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
This hour, we're going to go off to Dublin, Ohio, so stay with me.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes, projected on the big screen, while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
I have the delightful pleasure of having on the line with us Scott Dring. Scott is the executive director of the Dublin, Ohio Convention and Visitors Bureau. In the next hour, we're going to reach across the ocean to Dublin, Ireland, and be talking with my good friend Mark Leslie, who's the head of Martello Media, and their newest project in Ireland is a visitor center for the General Post Office, which will be celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Easter Rising. So we're going to go from one Dublin to the other Dublin, but it's a pleasure to have you on the line with us. Thanks for joining us today, Scott.
It's great to be with you. Thanks for having us.
So was the name Dring previously Dringle? Coming from the Dingle Peninsula and somebody stuck an R in, or what?
Sure, we can go with that. That sounds more interesting.
What's the real story?
Yeah, I've been called worse than that. So,
where is the Irish is an Attitude website for Dublin, Ohio? Clearly, the folks who settled Dublin, Ohio had a Dublin, Ireland connection. Do you?
I do not. And believe it or not, they didn't. And I think that's
so how they come up with the name.
That's kind of the uniqueness that we have here. And, you know, we're located right here in the heart of the state of Ohio, just outside of Columbus, Ohio, the state capital. And it is that the tale goes, the gentleman that named Dublin, Ohio, he gave the name to his best friend, and he said, okay, buddy, you name the city. I found this great city. You tell me what it should be named. He's like, well, it looks beautiful, a lot of hills. I'm going to name it after my favorite place in the world, Dublin, Ireland. So they named it Dublin. So that's literally how the name was born, and it's amazing how our local community has really embraced and gravitated toward the name itself.
So I'm going to ask the question this way. It's something like, how many times a week do you beat your wife? Here's the question.
Okay.
How many times have you been to Ireland?
Zero.
See, I knew that was going to be the answer.
Yeah.
Why did I know that? So here's what we're going to do.
Well, I'm looking for a sponsor. So if you guys want to sponsor me to fly me over, I'd love to do it.
See, here's the deal. Unfortunately, the airlines, many of whom two or three decades ago were warm and fuzzy and great to work with, are no longer that way.
Yeah.
However, if you can drag together your frequent flyer miles,
yeah,
I can show you how to do this painlessly.
There you go.
And once you land, I will sponsor you.
Perfect. I'm in.
Yeah. So I will. How long do you think you could be in Ireland?
Will you tell me how long I need to be there?
Oh, God, months. That is one loaded question. We for the last 5 years, have spent a minimum just in the period second week of December through the second week in January. The last 2 years, we've been 28 nights. The 3 years prior, we've done somewhere between 25 to 27 nights. It's never enough. It honestly is never enough. And we've gone over twice a year the last 2 years, and the years before, three, four times, you know, every few months. And when I get crazy, it's like I've had enough of what goes on in the United States. As much as I love my country and as much of a patriot, I will never give up my citizenship, but there's a very good chance I'm moving, pal. I have to get Maggie McGee, our English Springer Spaniel, who was referred to in Ireland only as a Springer Spaniel, not an English Springer Spaniel. Once I get her through the 6 month pet scheme process where you do it all on this side of the ocean with the paperwork and the healthy doggy checkup and all that business. Works for cats, too, people. Right. You then can go across the ocean and just land and keep going in the UK and Ireland. But otherwise, they grab your pet for 6 months in quarantine, and that's just not going to happen. No. So,
there's actually 13 Dublins, believe it or not, in the United States, and I've actually been to two other United States Dublins.
Where are they?
There's one in the one I've been through is Dublin, Georgia, and then I think the largest Dublin is in Dublin, California.
Huh.
And I think we're close to being real close to the largest Dublin. We have about 45,000 to 50,000 residents here in the city.
Well, I'm surprised that Tucson, Arizona, wasn't named for some Irish destination, because it was founded in the 1500s by an Irishman. I think his name was O'Connor. I'm almost positive his name was O'Connor, who was over in Mexico with the conquistadors, with the Spanish. Because the Spanish, the French, the Irish, they were all, you know, they were into grapes together, into vineyards. They were into, being seafarers together, and they're Celts, and they were all Catholic. So, you know, there was easy intermarriage and whatnot between one country and the other. And anyway, he was with the Spaniards in Mexico and the southern part of California and what is today, you know, Arizona and California, and founded Tucson.
Wow.
And they have a huge Irish population that you ought to get in touch with, by the way. Maybe I can, if I remember, I'll write it down. I'll send you the contact person in Tucson of the Irish Association, whatever it's called,
right,
in Tucson, because you ought to invite them to Dublin, Ohio, and do some stuff with them. Yeah. Then you all get on a plane and you head for Dublin, Ireland. And yeah, well, listen, minimally, I'll take care of you for 7 nights, room and tax, including breakfast service and tax and room for a week on the ground in Ireland. And I'll make sure you get around to my favorite places.
Nice.
And you just tell me when.
Okay.
But you got to deal with the air, because there isn't an airline out there that's warm and fuzzy anymore.
Yeah, I hear you.
No, not when it comes to, you know, doing something that, you know, will create some amazing sensation. Very difficult. Very difficult. But what are you going to do? But so now, how did you get involved to rise to be the head, the executive director of the Dublin, Ohio Convention and Visitors Bureau? What is your background?
It's marketing. So, you know, I'm a marketing person. I've been I marketed the state of Ohio. I had a job there. I've been down to Orlando, Kissimmee, St. Cloud for years. So really my background's in marketing and selling, and it's such a great product here in town to sell. It's a unique product, and that's what all of us in destination marketing are looking for, you know, that unique experience that someone can enjoy and visit your destination, come enjoy it, and spend money, stay at your hotels, restaurants, and create that unique experience.
Well, so from the name Dublin, Ohio grew all kinds of mimicking of the Irish experience in Dublin, Ohio?
Yeah, it's very unique, because even back in probably the 70s or 80s, when the city really began to grow, the town really kind of gravitated toward the name. You know, for example, 30 years ago, we have the 30th anniversary coming up here of the largest three-day Dublin, the largest three-day Irish festival in the United States every year is right here in Dublin, Ohio.
All right, hold on now.
Generates over 100,000 people for a weekend.
Stop. You're going to have a big fight on your hands with those folks in Milwaukee.
No, there are friends in Milwaukee.
Yeah, but they say they are the largest Irish festival in the world. And
we say 3 days, so I don't know how many days are theirs.
So I think
that's the thing. But
okay, so theirs really is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. However, on Thursday of the weekend,
right. They
have kind of like a soft opening, but the ribbon cutting to really open it is on Friday. So Thursday, you can actually get on the fairgrounds, or the festival grounds, because there is a fairgrounds in Milwaukee. They get crazy if you call the names different, you know.
Right.
So the festival grounds, which are right on the shore of Lake Michigan, I seem to recall that Thursday afternoon around 4 o'clock, there was a little you know, the vendors were open and things were going on, but the big hoopla started Friday, and the ribbon cutting is like 4 o'clock.
Right.
So I don't know. I guess if you phrase it right, you could still claim whatever you want.
Irish festival, so I'll have to get on them and make sure they got their information right.
I gotta love it. We're gonna take a quick commercial break and come right back.
Laughing all the while at me curious styles with such a heart above him. He asked me, was I hired and wages I required till I was almost tired of the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt a hare and turn her down.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
As I was going over the far-famed Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have Scott Dring on the line with me. He is the executive director of the Dublin, Ohio Convention and Visitors Bureau. I looked at your website, irishisanattitude.com, and wow. it just was, you know, I have taken to signing my name under my, I usually put my initials or my, usually my initials at the end of an email. And then below that is my full name and all my contact information, all that jazz. But under my initials of late, I have been putting my newest titles, Director of Leprechauns and Hawthorne Trees Inspector. And I'm so into the theme of Dublin, Ohio. Are you just like one ongoing festival year round? I mean, it just seems like you've got a lot of Irish, Dublin, Ireland themed everything.
Yeah, that's the idea, right? And you know, it's funny because you know the city. If you look in addition to the Irish Festival, we have like kind of rock walls all around town with that kind of Irish look. Our three high school nicknames are the Shamrocks, the Celtics, and the Irish. So the community itself has embraced it so much that it's very welcoming to bring visitors in. So they've been very, worthwhile in helping us create some of these unique Irish experiences that we create year-round. And when we started this, probably 10 years ago, this whole branding of the Irish thing and creating experiences, we did some research, and the visitors told us they loved the Irish stuff, but there once they got here, there wasn't a whole lot to do that was Irish, except for, during St. Patrick's Day and the Irish Festival. Apart from that, there wasn't a lot to do. So we really made a concentrated effort several years ago to begin to create more Irish experiences and product year-round. That people can enjoy. They're just coming here with their family for a vacation or on a bus tour or during a corporate event looking to do something at night. So we really made a concentrated effort to really begin to create and work the local industry to really, make good on that brand that we're selling and that experience that we're selling of that Irish experience
so
that people really love.
So what do we find,
So we find lots of stuff. Obviously, if you look at the restaurants, we have a lot of great Irish restaurants here in town, Brayson and some other ones. But it's funny how the local establishments here have really done their part to create Irish stuff that you would never think of. For example, we have an Indonesian tea shop that now has a Irish line of Irish teas that they offer in their shop. So, things like that, you would say, okay, I can't imagine some place like this would have anything Irish, but you walk in, and there it is.
Did you know that Sir Thomas Lipton, for which there is a soccer cup named, and it's this big silver thing, and you'll find it in the County Cavan Museum of the History of Cavan, he was from Cavan. Did you know that?
I did not.
And Cavan is, County Cavan and the town of Cavan within County Cavan are just like due north of Dublin and a little bit to the left. It's like northwest of Dublin, but it couldn't be more than an hour, 15-minute drive to get there.
Right.
It's very cool. That's one of the places I want you to go, because then you connect with the Tees and Sir Thomas Lipton, who one would always think of not as being Irish or from County Cavan.
Right.
But yeah, so tell me more. I'm listening.
So we have like something in our historic district that's now created. It's called Irish Shopping Saturdays, and it's every Saturday where we have down our historic district is, you know, we have Irish music in different locations in town. We have Irish dancing, and that's a huge, you know, bit of excitement here in town. People love the Irish dancers here. They love to watch, and they love to try it. And we have a lot of actually stuff that it's interactive. So we actually teach people to do penny whistles, to play the penny whistle. We have stuff like that we offer. So it's just so many different unique things that we've tried to grow. And I think the cool thing is that the local community, now we've kind of started the ball rolling, the local community have kind of begun to create their own things. You know, our hotels now, there are a couple of hotels that have an Irish reception when you walk in there. Instead of having just your boring, you know, beer, you have a pint and other stuff that kind of make it a little bit with that Irish feel. And a couple of hotels, actually, I don't know if anyone actually uses wake-up calls anymore because they all have cell phones or whatever, but a couple of hotels have an Irish brogue wake-up call for you. When you get up in the morning, they'll call you and, you know, top of the morning to you with a wake-up call. So I've never been woken up with an Irish wake-up call before, but I'm not sure what that's like. But
So let me ask you a question. Have you been to Ireland or to the U.K.?
I've been to the U.K., yes.
Okay, so when you leave a wake-up call, do you know what they call that?
What?
Oh, okay. So when in prior to times of communications by telephone or telephones in rooms, they would come upstairs. If you left a wake-up call, they would come upstairs and they would knock on your door to wake you up.
Right.
So that system, even though today, if you left a wake-up call at the front desk, would probably be by telephone, not somebody coming to knock on your door, it's still referred to as knocking you up. So when you go to the front desk and you say, I'd like to leave a wake-up call for 8 a.m., they say, certainly, we'll be happy to knock you up at 8 a.m. And so the first time for an American hearing that, it's a little shocking, but but this is the way it's done. So,
is that part of your Ireland tour that you're selling to me in the next few months? I'm definitely in.
And an authentic Irish experience.
That's right. Yeah. Might not add that to our list of things. I don't think.
Yes, but this is the way it happens. We'll knock you up at 8 a.m. or any other time you'd care for. So, yes, there's a lot you have to learn. We only think we speak the same language because there's all kinds of words that mean something very different.
Right.
So, when you talked about the high schools, and there were three, and one of them you mentioned, they refer to them as the Celtics.
Right.
I'm so happy you guys pronounce it wrong. I don't know what happened in Boston.
I don't know.
It's the Celtics, even though you guys think it's the Celtics.
We call it the Celtics, yeah.
Well, that's correct.
I know. We try to be correct, and we get called. The news stations here, you know, when they have football scores, they still say Celtics, but
if you called the Boston Celtics the Boston Celtics, they'd all look at you like you were nuts and, you know, you made this terrible error. But the fact of the matter is that the word is Celtic, not Celtic. And somebody didn't have good reading skills somewhere along the line and, you know, didn't get it right. But it's okay. You know? We'll forgive them. As long as they keep winning. But in any event, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. And we're going to continue to talk with Scott Drink, who is the executive director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Dublin, Ohio. A place I got to go. You know that. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
I put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me. But the devil take the women, for they never can be easy. Mushering, do-da-da-da. Quack, all-da-da-dee-oh. Quack,
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale now through 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the pleasure of having Scott Dring, the executive director of the Dublin, Ohio Convention and Visitors Bureau. And one of the things that the Bureau has created is a grant program that provides resources for local businesses in Dublin, Ohio, to create new Irish experiences. And I think that is just brilliant. But I think one of the things you need to do is tap into that funding and get a group of people over to Dublin with you, because you'll come back with some marvelous and amazing ideas. And I would be happy to fill your ears for hours, so we can do that another time. But one of the things that you've mentioned to me off the air that I'd love for you to share with our audience is that there's a new Irish Ferry Door Trail that will be launched on March 12th, just next week, next weekend, next Saturday. So what is that about?
Actually, there's a Dublin, Ireland company called the Irish Ferry Door Company, and they apparently have been very successful over in Ireland, and they are bringing their product to the United States, and I'm launching it in Dublin, Ohio for the first time next week. And we've created, as part of that, those ferry doors, we've actually created a trail that we believe. Now, I know you might call me on this one, too. You already got me on the Milwaukee thing, saying it's the second largest Irish trail, but we believe it's the nation's first Irish ferry door trail, or one of the first. How's that?
Your tracks.
There you go. And so, you know, we're going to have it around town, our historic district, and it's going to encourage, kids to, we've created a passport for them to go around and find each of these ferry doors, and each of the ferry doors has a ferry in it with a name, and they just write in the name there, and at the end of the tour, they get a T-shirt that they've successfully completed the ferry door trail, and a bunch of other little toys for them as well. So it's a interactive way to get people to mill around downtown here. And these ferry doors are very cool. You know, they're small, they're unique, they're only about 6 inches in size, but they're all different, unique, and very cool to the kids. It's that magic that really is involved with them.
Okay, so here's the question. Where do fairies live? Irish fairies. Do you know where they live?
It's magic. You don't know, right?
Oh, you do know. You see? That's why I got to get you to Ireland. You'll never learn this. You know, unless you've grown up in Ireland or you've got an Irish grandmother who tells you great stories, you will never know this stuff. And, you know, I was a leprechaun in a past lifetime, so that's my
it
Irish connection.
Like, yeah.
Although, because, I mean, by blood lineage, there is no Irish in my life. Although my mother had a sister who married an Irishman named Thomas Feeney, and they lived in Baltimore, and I have to track that story. But, you know, she married him. It wasn't part of the side of the, you know, he wasn't a brother or something of my mother. He was the brother-in-law. And so I got to track that one down. But, you know, when you hang out enough in Ireland, you get all the good stories. So, no, fairies live in hawthorn trees.
Okay.
And because of that, that's where they make their nests. Because of that, you would never chop down a hawthorn tree, because the fairies will get very angry that you have dislodged them from their homes, and they will pull terrible tricks and pranks on you your entire life. Now, I've been signing off my name under my initials of late as S.A., Director of Leprechauns and Hawthorn Trees Inspector. Well, I was sitting with a bunch of people. Well, we twinned, my husband and I, Lanesboro, Massachusetts, where we live, with Lanesboro, Ireland, in County Longford. And we were sitting with the sister city, actually sister town committee from Lanesboro, Ireland, having dinner, and somebody said something about cutting down a tree, and I said, oh, well, I hope it wasn't a hawthorn tree. you know, we just talked about that a little bit, and, you know, the fact that that's where the fairies live and have their little nests and houses. And John Casey, the retired owner of a local butcher shop in County Longford on, in Lanesboro, said, oh, well, you know, that's just a superstition. And Fabian Walsh said, yeah, but you wouldn't be cutting one down, would you? And John lowered his eyes, lowered his head, looked at the tablecloth and said, no, no. So, you know, there has to be some truth to that. So just be aware.
I am. Yeah, I'm excited to learn more about it.
Well, now that you know, if I don't know that you've got any hawthorn trees in Dublin, Ohio, but you might want to plant
Start
one.
Start protecting them, yeah.
Well, you might want to plant one. If you have any, you might want to, you know, just make that part of the, you know, here's the fairy door trail. And by the way, this is where they actually live.
Right.
And
right.
So that, you know, that could be a cool thing. Yeah.
Definitely another experience.
Yeah. Got to get you on the other side of the ocean.
I hear you.
What other things are you up to? Now, you say, you know, you're funding through this grant program, resources for local business to create new Irish experiences, like what?
Yeah, that's a cool thing. We started this program just a couple years ago, and we've already granted money to, I think, 40-something businesses, and they've created over 100 new Irish experiences themselves.
Wow.
So that's just
like
another
what?
Example. Rather than us doing our job, we're getting people to do our job for us, right?
Well, you know, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer and painting the fence. If you can
right.
make it attractive for somebody else to get the work done, you know,
right.
more power to you.
No doubt.
And you can't do it on your own.
No.
No, it
impossible.
Really requires community participation. So what exactly, you know, name one or two that stand out in your mind?
They're actually creating something called a Blarney Bash, which they started last year, and it's during the St. Patrick's Day weekend, but it's a huge festival, local festival, under a huge heated tank, since it's not always the greatest weather here in Ohio in early March during St. Patrick's Day, so where there's Irish bands and dancers, and last year I think there was over 5,000 people that attended it, and of course there's some refreshments there to enjoy as well. But that's just a way to get the community together and enjoy, you know, Irish music and dancing and that kind of stuff. So that's one that comes to mind. Another one, we have a best legs in a kilt contest, which is always a big hit locally. So and I'm not ever partaking in that one. So that's always very popular. So that's one. I mentioned the Irish New Year's. One of our hotels actually had, you know, everyone has New Year's Eve packages, but one of our hotels created an Irish New Year's Eve packages, which included all the entertainment you'd ever want, and especially a lot of stuff for the kids to do. That sells out every year. It's very popular in our area as well. So it just depends. We have another one called Irish Alley, which is in our historic district. It's a street bazaar with a lot of Irish merchants and stuff selling stuff. So it just goes on and on and on. I think that's the cool thing. It's just, you know, we're not going to be too particular on the authenticity of some of these. I mean, obviously, we want it to be as authentic as possible. But that's not really the point. You know, I think the point is to celebrate the area, to celebrate, you know, Dublin, celebrate the stuff that Irish provides, you know, with its music and dance, however you look at it. But the idea is to have fun, right? I mean, that's what we sell is fun. And I think people are really enjoying themselves when they come here and find something different, unique to do here, and they can't find another place that they visit.
Well, I have to tell you that with an Irish theme to your town, if your schools and your libraries and your other institutions that propel learning focus on all things Irish, if nothing else, you will find world-class music, literature, history, a people filled with passion and enthusiasm for living, and passion for everything that they do. They are a remarkable people, and that's what drags me back to Ireland like a moth to a flame. I just was looking while you were talking to see if my good friend Derek Warfield and his group, the Young Wolf Tones, was coming to Dublin, Ohio. But in fact, they will be in Cincinnati on March 5th at 8 p.m. at the Irish Heritage Center of Greater Cincinnati. How far are you from Cincinnati?
2 hours, not far.
Why don't you go?
Sounds great.
Listen, Sunday, March 6th.
Well, I miss your show.
No, hold on. Hang on. Well, it's podcast. That's not it. It's Saturday, March 5th.
Got it. Okay.
Saturday, March 5th. You can always find it podcast and archived and whatever. But Saturday, March 5th in Cincinnati, the Irish Heritage Center of Greater Cincinnati. It's at 3905 Eastern Avenue, 8 p.m. And why don't you go? And Derek is very approachable. So I have to cut you loose. We have so much more to talk about. And I'm going to give you a call back so we can do just that, because I am fascinated with Dublin, Ohio. And before this year is over, I may actually float through your region. So thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We're taking a quick break. Visit sabrams.com while we're gone.
Bring your family and friends to the most exciting musical celebration of the season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall, December 5th through the 31st. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200. Order online at bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet, suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, this has been such great fun. And while we are in the midst of the Hanukkah season, again, a very happy Hanukkah to one and all. And we have so much celebrating coming up that people are celebrating in so many different ways, not the least of which, of course, is Christmas and Kwanzaa happening. And David, my on-air travel companion and barefoot beachcomber, we have to find out the dates for Chinese New Year's, because
we're celebrating them all here.
Yeah, we got, you know, go down the list, find some more. There's nothing, you know, a reason to celebrate is always a good one.
That's right.
But it's such a delight to have on the line with us from the St. Patrick Center in Downpatrick, a darling town in County Down, Northern Ireland, where you will find the St. Patrick Center. And my good friend, the director of the St. Patrick Center, Dr. Tim Campbell, who's on the line with us to bring us a good Christmas message from St. Patrick. Did you go to his grave just beside Down Cathedral, just up and behind on the hillside behind the St. Patrick Center to find out what the, does Patrick talk to you?
Happy Christmas. He talks to me all the time. Well, and I don't know, we try to do a little work here, what we call it, working in the spirit of St. Patrick, the home of St. Patrick here. And I'd like to wish you, Stephanie, and all your listeners a very, very happy Christmas and a merry and prosperous new year.
Yeah, I like that message. You know, one of the I am thrilled to have been honored. It's now 10 years. It was,
wow.
It was March 16th. 2007, when I was honored as an honorary friend of St. Patrick, and we couldn't do it the next day on St. Patrick's Day, because that morning you were flying off to London to bestow the second award, because two are given every year of honorary friends of St. Patrick, to the mayor of London, England. And so you were at a black tie event, or was it a white tie event that day?
It was a black tie. You're right. It was a very posh do, a very fancy do, and he was a very nice guy and has Irish background heritage, like many people do.
Yeah, you know, I finally discovered my mother's oldest sister. My mother was one of nine children. My a mother's oldest sister married a fellow named Tommy Feeney, of whom I know little about. Because my mother's oldest sister passed away on my mother's 8th birthday. Can you imagine? Wow. My mother couldn't understand why on everybody else's birthday, everybody is happy and they have cake and ice cream and the birthday person gets presents. And on her birthday, everybody's just crying. And it was terrible. She was 20, 27 years old, something like terrible, terrible story. But after that, I mean, there really wasn't any real contact. By the time I was born, 1,000 years later, everyone had lost track of the Feeney family. And I have to track them. Somebody told me that the Feeneys are from Galway. And so the next time in Galway, I need to do a little tracking and see if I can find down the ancestry. Because that's the closest through marriage that I'm getting to be Irish. And that's a story that I just sort of remembered recently because I, you know, otherwise, I mean, there's no bloodline Irish connections that I know about.
Yeah, so many people are connected to this part of the world. We think of it in St. Patrick's Day, and of course you can not just celebrate St. Patrick's Day, but you can visit the St. Patrick experience whenever you come to Ireland, and I know that you've done it many times, and you often come at Christmas.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll make that happen again. And you're open most days during Christmas, but I must continue to rub it in that in December 2013, I want to say, I was told by someone I know well and love and who's on the phone with me now that the center was open on December 27th, and we got there and it wasn't. And I wanted to kill you. And that was...
I think we have restricted opening hours over that period of time. People just come in and open up. I'll tell you what we are doing at the minute, though. We have got a fabulous... The whole exhibition has changed into a Santa's Winter Wonderland. So I'm up to my knees in snow, and I'm trying to put up lights, and we're getting Santa organized because we're expecting a big day here on Saturday and then all the days running up to Christmas.
Wow. Well, I'd love to see that, so we'll see what we can make happen. But I think, you know, one of the things that when I first met you on February, I want to say it was something like February 12th, somewhere in there, 2002, before we went on the air that July with our first show, this show, Travel with Stephanie Abrams, as a one-hour, once-a-week show. I was impressed with what you had to say at a Tourism Ireland roadshow I was attending, where about 40 people from Ireland who have hotels and museums and exhibits and events and all kinds of stuff in Ireland that the traveler would be interested in. But I was impressed with what you said about the message of St. Patrick, because most people think about St. Patrick and the story of chasing the snakes out of Ireland. And if you ask my friend Malachy McCord, who's quite outspoken, he will tell you that Patrick chased the politicians out, and that would have been the snakes. But leave it to Malachy. But the part of the message that you delivered was one of reconciliation. And I think more than ever on this planet where we are so polarized on, you name the subject, and people run to their own corners and come out with boxing gloves on. Is there a Christmas message you can give us that brings us to some peaceful place through St. Patrick?
Yeah, well, you know, we've all sorts of thoughts about reconciliation here. We bring people together irrespective of faith, politics, or ability. St. Patrick is, you know, the story of Ireland starts here with St. Patrick. He brings a Christian message, and, you know, about faith and unity and bringing people together. But if I can share one thought with you, we have a little saying in this part of the world over Christmas time. We say that may you be blessed with the spirit of the season, which is peace, the gladness of the season, which is hope, and the heart of the season, which is love.
Well, that's a lovely way for us to end this hour, end this show. I want to thank you so much, Dr. Tim Campbell, for joining us today. Come back next week, everybody, and whatever you're celebrating it, sell it with peace and joy and hope. Gotta fly now.
Fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.